Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. I'm Matt Ford.
And I'm Chris Gull.
What a treat it was, Chris, to have you back.
How well we milked the few fixtures we had today.
We
suckled from the teat.
The teat. And the teat was pretty dry.
It was pretty dry. One or two drops we're talking. But was my, we mind
them. Wringing out the last of a... what are those cloths you use in the bath?
Flannel.
I don't use them. I just wash myself with my hands.
Cloth you use in the bath.
But I've not used one for... I don't think I've used a flannel for 15, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, not since I lived at home with my mum.
I'm not really a bath guy, to be honest. I'll probably have two a year.
Okay, but in the shower then, what are you using?
Hands.
Exactly.
Hands. I'm hands all day long.
You get hands into every little crevice, fingers where required. Liam Clark was sagely nodding along there. Liam, are you...
Hands guy.
Do you use a loofah or a sponge?
I do like a loofah,
yeah. Loofah?
Yeah, loofah.
Used to be big in the 80s, isn't it? Loofah. Everyone loofah the backs. I don't think anyone loofahs their backs anymore.
No, you just turn around and let the shower do it.
Let nature take its course.
Yeah. Just let a load of badgers lick the dirt off.
You wait for the dirt to build up and then peel it off.
I just lie in the lawn face down and just let the foxes get me at night. That tends to get rid of most of the crud.
Oh, dear. I've got a good story. Talking about garden animals. I've just set up a Ring camera in my garden, and I was quite excited about what animals I might find in the garden. An animal turned up in my garden last night, and I don't know what that is. It's like, it looks like a duck-billed platypus, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it is. I cannot tell you. And I've only got a still of it.
But is that, do you only get the image when someone rings the bell?
No, it takes...
ding, ding, ding.
Well, it gets up on its hind legs.
Reared up. Delivered a pizza. Man, so what... But is the camera for the front door and then you can
just
see...
No, the garden. It just looks out in the garden.
Okay, security camera.
Security camera.
Okay. Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
new money.
But that's so cool that you can see...
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah.
On your property.
Yeah.
That's lovely, isn't it? Well,
next time you've got a big build up of back dirt, come sit in the garden. Whatever creature I've got out there will come help itself.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Of course, it's the international break, so there's no Premier League or Championship today, but plenty of other action, and here to preview it all is the coughing. Chris Gull.
It's 37 years since the Smiths broke up, and I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour until Matt Dyson took a holiday, and heaven knows I'm miserable now looking at today's fixtures. There's panic on the streets of Absolute Radio as I look at the top level 3 p.m. kickoffs and see one game, Malawi v Kenya. But ask me if there's fixtures in the lower leagues, and I will say, I really don't know and I really don't care. Sorry. That joke isn't funny anymore. I'll preview them in a second. But first, the Sheilas take a bow in the WSL. It's the Manchester Derby. In today's lunchtime kickoff, Manchester City women leading 3-1, which means we will be reporting, unless a double-decker bus crashes into us later on today, we will be reporting that the Citizens lead the WSL later this afternoon. And as well, we know on this show, League One and League Two is a light that never goes out during an international break. And there's plenty of action to be had, starting with League One and promotion-chasing Derby County. We'll be saying, please, 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 let me get what I want this time as they travel in search of 3 points to a Northampton team without a win in 5. Oof. And bottom of the table, Carlisle host playoff contender Stevenage Borough at 3 p.m. Carlisle are rock bottom. 4 defeats on the bounce, 16 points from safety. You could say, Cumbrian's in a coma, I know, it's serious.
Genius.
Should Carlisle's League One dreams die this season, it's likely they'll pass League Two leaders Mansfield Town at the cemetery gates. Town started the day 4 points
clear. He was so happy with that one.
Stockport County. And how long will you have to wait to see how they get on today? Well, how soon is now. They're playing Colchester United in another lunchtime kickoff, and it's currently 1-1 between Mansfield and Colchester. Success! Ryan Reynolds knows so much about these things. He knows so much about these things. And his Wrexham team travel to Lodi Grimsby Town this afternoon. It's so tight at the top of League Two, they could climb to second place or fall as low as fifth. But why pamper life's complexities when the other one's smooth on the passenger seat?
Oh. Scully, that was amazing. See what happens when you do songs that we know.
The Smiths are ubiquitous, those lyrics, aren't they? You know them all.
I love them all. And what I love is hearing them quoted, but sung to a completely different tune.
Can I just say I'm completely distracted by how dry Liam's sandwich looks.
Hold it up. Let's have a look. It is a bit dry.
Look, that's dry.
Is there any butter on it?
It's a slab of cheddar in between the palest bread you've ever seen.
Why are you making such sad sandwiches? Is it a diet?
No, I've just had a bit of cheese to use up.
Your mouth like the Sahara right now? Is there no moisture left in your soul after taking a bite of that sandwich?
I've got some crisps, though.
And he's got some crisps.
Ooh, what flavour?
Ready salt.
The best. Stick them in there for a bit of...
This is the playlist.
Spice them up. It does feel like you've gone on a school trip with this little... There's something about having it in the lunchbox that's... It's very cute, Liam.
Thanks.
I can tell you feel under attack. He feels very self-confident. You come in and start picking on people.
Big news, Zambia 2, Zimbabwe 2 just flashed up. It's gone to penalties.
We will keep you updated on that crucial tie. Chris, the last time you were here...
Yes.
You were trying to get a six-pack.
Yeah, still trying.
Okay, how is progress?
Well, I've got my week out now. It really starts.
Is that okay to have a look?
Yeah, have a look, yeah.
And I will be honest.
Okay.
Because that's what good friends do.
Tense.
You've made progress since last time, definitely. You've got that slightly concaved bit at the bottom.
Concave.
The bit from, your hips, the middle of your hips to your hips to your belly button, that's starting to go inward now.
Yes.
That's quite cool.
Okay. Oh, this is good feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're less flabby than you were last time. Last time you were miles away. I think you might just do it.
Week to go. So the final week is just basically chicken breast and broccoli.
That's all right.
Yeah, fine, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's basically what...
Every meal.
Okay.
For breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, and snacks in between, chicken breast, broccoli.
And how have you been doing that
and then
for
it's
quite
a, bit,
a while?
And then right at the end, there's a bit of dehydration.
Okay. I tell you what, the irony of you slagging off Liam's sandwich.
Actually, can you send me a bit of that sandwich?
Later today, England men against Brazil men. In case I needed to clarify the second. England men against Brazil women in a global first at Wembley. See how that goes. In fact, it couldn't get more controversial than it's got this week regarding the England kit. Ooh. I have got... I'm wearing an England shirt today. The Italia 90 classic home shirt with number 19 on the back for Gazza.
Yeah.
Scully, you're a bit of a snob about stuff like this.
I just think the Italian 90 England shirt is just a bit done now.
I think it's just gone over the hill.
It's just slightly past it now.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like the 66 shirt, I reckon around mid-2000s is when it went, that's finished that now.
Let me tell you the classic ones. 66.
Yeah.
90.
Yeah.
96. That's it. And the new one.
That's it.
04. Maybe 04. Maybe 04.
Do you know what I will hear an argument for? The grey one from Euro 96.
Yeah, I'll hear an argument for that. I've got a reproduction of that.
Yeah.
Cheap knockoff one. Highly flammable fake version of it that I probably shouldn't have bought. Absolute Radio Rock and Roll Football on the Bower family do not condone the buying or wearing of cheap reproduction football shirts. The new England shirt, by the way, is neither cheap. £80 for a replica,
quid.
120 odd. How is the price not the thing that's dominated the discussion this week?
That's
how people
going,
quid. Oh, 80 quid's one thing.
But is that one of those things like the Tesco club card thing? You know, you say it's £80, actually it's much cheaper than that in real life. If you walked into a shop, it wouldn't be £80.
I don't know, I've bought one online.
For anyway, 80 quid?
I got 20% off.
Okay.
So maybe there's a good point. But even then, 60 odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a shirt that'll be there for I bought the home and the away ones.
I get my West Ham shirts sent to me for free just to show off.
Oh, aren't you? They're West Ham shirts as well. It's a pointless free gift. Nothing cool about that. I think the West Ham shirt this year, mate, I think it's a bit done. Just think it's a bit done.
Champions of Europe, mate. What are you on about?
Champions
that
of Europe.
That lovely gold
oh
badge on the sleeve.
I like the England home and away shirts this year.
I do as well. And classic, I don't really get the furore about the flag on the back. I don't really get it.
I partially get it.
Please don't burp before you
make
your
next point.
No,
I thought I was going to burp, then that would have been I can't believe I did that on air and didn't even try and stifle it. I'm so sorry. Absolute Radio, Rock and Roll Football and the Bauer family do not condone belching live on air. I kind of get it because the St. George's Cross is red and white. So if you change the colour of it, people go, why have you changed the colour of it?
But it's not flying above Buckingham Palace. It's not... You know what I mean? It's not the actual flag. It's just a little bit of thing on a collar.
I'm not really that bothered. I mean, I like the shirt. I've bought it home and away. I put my money where my mouth is. The thing that did make me laugh, I had Peter Shilton on the Today programme the other day, and he said, well, I'm a traditionalist. You know, the flag, it's red, white and blue. No, it's not, Pete. That's the Union Jack, old friend.
Oh,
that
Shields.
Is not the cross of St. George. In fact, if you add red and blue together, you do get your purple, which actually would be closer to what the man Shilton wants. You may have seen footage this week of... Is it Todd Bowley or Todd Burley? I don't know
how to... Bowley. I'd say Bowley.
Bowley. Todd Bowley, who owns Chelsea. He was caught... And the footage makes it look like he was picking his nose.
Yeah.
And then perhaps... going one step further and maybe putting stuff back in.
Recycling.
Fair point. It wasn't... I mean, flicking it another person would be worse.
Many people say that Chelsea's current practices aren't sustainable. But he is trying his best on his own, isn't he? With what God's given him.
People say that picking your nose is a filthy habit. I mean, but you... The problem I would say is you do have to get it out of there.
Yeah, of course.
What you do with it next
is
the
exactly,
issue.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think it should be rude to pick your nose in company.
No, when you use your thumb. But if you do like that at a dinner table, no one notices. You can have a little roux around.
What about getting right up
right
there?
Up there, that's where I draw the line.
Really?
You can't stick a finger right up your nose.
Why not? What if
around.
it's driving you mad?
It's not politically correct.
Wow, it's not woke.
It's not woke.
I did not
Maybe
see this
in
coming.
In the 70s, mate.
Surely then... But putting it back into the mouth, we're all agreed. I never understood
it. There's a bit of this in football. Do you remember Joachim Löw, the old German manager? He was caught scratching his bum and sniffing it.
That was weird.
Bogies.
Such an odd... I mean, everything was going back in there. it was entirely sustainable. But did you ever, even as a kid, occasionally pop one in?
I can't think, but you know what I vividly remember? I remember playing football once and it was raining and I had a bit of a cold and the snot was streaming down my nose into my mouth and I could taste it, like running around in the rain.
Well, okay, that's not nice, but that's different. Not, that's a mistake,
but that's
isn't
almost,
it?
I'm almost mainlining bogey. Like, that's in a way, that is worse.
But yeah, but you can't help that, can you? You're not like sneezing it into a handkerchief and doing something with it. I think popping it back in your mouth... It's very strange. I mean, even at primary school, I thought it was odd that kids did it. Even as a person their age, I thought, that's not right. Even at the age of 7, I knew it was wrong. Yeah. I never did it. The thought of anything leaving your body and then going back in.
Do you know what? I actually did think the other day, because I've got 2 kids, and I've never seen them pick their nose and eat it. And I've often thought, is it a natural thing that you learn not to do? Like, is it... But they don't do it.
But evolutionary, like, it's a warning, isn't it? Like, it's come out, so you go, oh.
The whole idea of the mucus is it stops, like, bacteria and dirty stuff. So why would you eat it? Because that's...
Yeah, and it's an unpleasant colour and texture. It's not like they
it's
come
like
out...
It's like licking the filter on an aircon unit or something like that.
Exactly. Or, like, the inside of a football boot after playing in it. But if when you picked your nose... They look like dairy milk bits. I'd understand wanting to pop them back in.
That would be challenging, wouldn't it?
Imagine if they came out like Milky Bar buttons. You'd be like, what? I've got to now. That just looks too... But I don't know who picks a bogey and thinks...
Let's give this a go.
I wouldn't usually do it, but that one looks...
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
In that charity match at Anfield, it is Liverpool legends 0... Ajax legends 2.
Yeah, and we watched a little bit of it just then, and Ajax are taking this very seriously.
Ajax look about 15 years younger on average than the players. I mean, the Liverpool players look a bit heavy.
Yeah.
Very British.
Skirtle, we were saying, who's spent his whole career bald, now has a magnificent full head of hair. He looks like Leo Sayer. I've never seen anything like it.
Sven-Göran Eriksson, of course, managing the Liverpool Legends team, is not well and it's not good. He's got to win, surely. Just let him win.
They've got to chuck the game in the last
chuck 20 minutes. Chuck the game. Can you get done for chucking a friendly game, like a charity game?
No, I don't think so.
Just like a testimonial,
kind of expected. I went to see a charity game once. It was in the 90s. It was West Ham versus someone. Martin Peters played. And in the last minute, do you know who it was? It was for Todd Carty, who played Mark Fowler in EastEnders. And in the dying embers of the game, Todd Carty was comically fouled for a penalty.
Brilliant.
Which Todd Carty then took and scored.
Basically football panto.
Football panto.
Just silly. Yeah. We were talking about teams that are universally loved, but what about teams that you used to like? Not about the team that you supported, because obviously you can't change that. Although some people do. What about teams that you had a bit of a soft spot for and then ended up hating? Text us on 8-12-15. You've got an entire league full of them.
Barcelona would be the main one. I loved them when they only had one Champions League in 92. I loved Barcelona. And then Ronaldinho came in and then they started winning stuff and they got a bit unbearable.
What about British teams?
British teams.
Who were like your second team, teams you liked a little bit? Producer Liam was saying Newcastle. They were the people's club mid-90s.
Well, I think, you know, I would say City. It was quite exciting when all that money. City, who'd been quite rubbish for a long time. Like, oh, they've got some big players now. Go on, win an FA Cup. Why not? Good for the fans. Now you're like, I'm sick of this.
I still have a soft spot for City.
Do you?
But my Newcastle one's gone. I still have a bit of a soft spot for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Because of the Wenger era. What were you sighing at me for? Ooh, that went down badly. Why have you gone off them then?
Do you know what? I hated them from the Carling Cup final when Birmingham City triumphed and beat them. And all the fans left before the final whistle, didn't applaud their team or anything. They've just got to a final.
You expected them to stay and watch Birmingham City?
I would have stayed for about a week, even if they lost. just clapping them, you know?
Okay, so not Arsenal for you. What British club have you gone off?
Arsenal, Arsenal
really?
The number one for the
day. Why?
Because they think they're going to win things now. I like buck the trend of the last 15 years, however long it's been.
Okay, what teams? Not your team you support, unless you have gone off the team you support. I know people that have done it.
Sean Connery started off supporting Celtic. By the end of his life, he supported Rangers.
No way.
I found that out this
week.
That
can't be true.
Well, it's on his Wikipedia.
Charlie has said West Ham because they're, and the word that he's added is unsayable on the radio. I would say it was the worst swear word. So that's a personal view.
Cheers, mate.
James Newcomb says MK Dons after what was done to Wimbledon. That's understandable. No one yet has said Leeds or Millwall. They seem to be the top picks, I would say.
Are they too obvious? Yeah.
Maybe.
Too obvious?
Yeah. Also, I've got a bit of a soft spot for, and I shouldn't as a Forest fan, but the problem is when you've got friends that support these teams and then you go to the stadium with them, how do you then turn around and go, it's a lovely day, I hate you? It's horrible. You can't do that. You naturally compromise.
I think I would feel that way if an MK Don. I don't know any MK Dons fans. But if one took me to the stadium for a day, I'd be like, it's still a soulless football club.
But would you hate them? Could you look them in the eye at the end and say, I hate your club? If you're an MK Dons fan, tell us. I mean, from your perspective, this must be heartbreaking because you live in Milton Keynes, you finally get a football club, but it's one that everyone else thinks is completely immoral.
Toxic.
West Ham, hated club? Discuss.
Nah, they're not.
Yeah.
I remember, you know.
66 and Irish and all that. Leaving at half time.
How can you hate a club that won the World Cup, boys?
Even West Ham fans hate West Ham. So they're leaving at half time.
I don't know if other clubs have this, but some of the people I know in my life who hate West Ham the most go home and away. Like, the most hardcore. I don't know. Is this true of Forest?
It is.
Hardcore fans hate their club more than anyone else.
Like any addiction. There's no love in it at all. It's like they resent the fact they're involved in this damn thing. They talk about Forest like they're the government or the council or something. Like, they absolutely convinced that the leadership and whatever are absolutely, all players are stupid. They don't know what they're doing. They ain't got a bloody clue, this lot. So just a year in, year out, it's mad. Lots of people. Oh, Dan Smith has said, I hate Norwich. Well, that's what team people hate and why. He's just put two words: Norwich, Delia. You can't hate Delia Smith, can you?
I don't know. I know, she's pretty harmless, isn't she?
Just that annoying, where are you?
Let's be having you.
Where are
you? Message for the 12th man.
Come on. If that was your club. I mean, Mr. Marinakis doing that at Forest. Mind you, he's quite a scary fella. I think he'd have to be a fella. I'm here. Mr. Marinakis, how can I serve? Lots of goals in Leagues 1 and 2, Chris Skull.
Carlisle United have just added a second against Stevenage. 2-0 there to the Cumbrians, and Derby are still losing to Northampton Town. And in League 2, Salford City are drawing 1-1 with Notts County, and Wrexham are battering Grimsby Town 3-0.
I love hearing you pretend to be interested in that. Wow, God, yeah, I tell you what, I might start watching League One, you know.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Good on them for going out there and trying.
Oh, a little rub on the head for scoring a goal in League One. They're actually the hardest men, aren't they? Further down the leagues you go,
man,
the bigger they are.
More closer and closer to boxing, the lower you go.
My mate Borley's got a season ticket at Notts County, and he said the first game of the season, they're playing obviously like fourth division football. I think this might have even been when they're in the National League. So the bloke behind him go, it's like playing against 11 nightclub bouncers. The size of them. They're not like they look like on the Premier League on telly. Lots of people getting in touch telling us the teams they hear. I mean, it does feel mean-spirited, which I don't like. Obviously, growing up, I was born in 1982, so growing up in the late 80s, early 90s, mid-90s, late 90s, early noughties, Man United were always the bane of my life. I'll tell you what it is, actually. It's not actually Man United. It's the Man United fans I encountered whilst at school in Nottingham. I don't mind Man United winning stuff. Ferguson was amazing. Although he drove me mad at the time. It's more like when you're at school. I had a season ticket at Forest and we get abuse from lads who were Man United fans going, oh, my uncle like drove through Manchester once. You're like, you've got no right to take the mick out of me.
I mean, you know, we're talking about like...
Still burns, doesn't it?
Loving clubs and then growing to hate them. I've gone on that opposite journey with a lot of that United team. Like, I used to hate Gary Neville, but now the more I hear him and the more I think I like him.
Do you know what it is, though? It's like old government ministers, though, isn't it? Like, you see a documentary and go, you know what? Michael Heseltine and Neil Kinnock.
Nigel Lawson was all right.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Right, it's the Seance of the Living, and Jackie from Durham has been on. She wants to know, what does Donald Trump think about the New England kid? This is going to be exciting.
Are we going to get cancelled?
Find out. Over to you, Donald.
Place your hand on your radio. Let's try and see if we can summon. I gotta tell you. Oh, sorry, I got a stomach. I don't know if you know that I had one fitted because sometimes when I breathe, I need another orifice to speak out of. That was very loud. I can only apologise. It's a good job these things have charcoal filters on them, I'll tell you that. But the New England shirt, I got to tell you, I like the front of it because I like lions. A lot of people say that I am a lion. Lion of the business world. I did many great deals, and it would be me. If there were three lions, by the way, it would be me, Donald Jr., and probably me again. I would be two of the three lions, and I would always catch those silly little things that they chase and they always get them. The gazelle. That's what Joe Biden is, a gazelle. But a very old one. A gazelle with two milky eyes and lame back legs. And I'm going to eat them alive. But I'll do it wearing the three lines on my shirt. Three lines on my shirt. No years of hurt. That's what I will give if I come back. No years of hurt, everybody. Will not hurt. They won't feel pain at all. That's what I promise people. But the New England shirt, I think it's lousy. The St. Nicholas Cross, which is the beautiful signal, the beautiful flag of Britland. It's my favorite part of, not many people know, but Britland is part of Scotland. And I think Britland should break free of Scotland, but the St. Nicholas Cross, they've done terrible things to it. They're putting different colours in there. I say you can't do that. The Britland Cross, you got to keep the traditional colours. It is blue and green, and it should never be anything other than that. And I saw one, it made me so sad, I got to tell you, last time I went to Britland. My favourite part of Ireland in Scotland, and they had such a sad thing. It was a red and white crossover. They had it everywhere. They had it over number 10.
number 10, and they had it over Buckingham Palace. I thought it's so sad what they're doing to our royal family, making them live under this red and white one when it's meant to be blue and green. It's so sad. Buckingham Palace has gone woke. I'm telling you, it's bad, but I will be buying it because I love to wear the three lions. It reminds me of my family. And you know what lions do? Do you know? After they catch and eat, they just lie there for days. And they lie there watching TV, and I love to watch TV. And you know what? If I was one of the lions, I would turn to the gazelle. I would just eat the gazelle. You know what I'd do? I'd say, you're fired! And I'd say that to whoever, who it is, and I know it's Puma that make the Britland kit. I'm saying to Puma now, you're fired. I think from now on it should be Nike, because they would never get it wrong.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, there you go. Obviously, that show took 3 hours. I think enough crud has built up on my back now. Can I just come straight back to yours and get licked?
get licked. Ugh. Get a hammer and chisel out.
I do wash myself with my hands. This is what I wanted to start to say at the start of the podcast. Because my torso is so hairy, I don't need a loofah or anything like that.
You've got a natural loofah.
Yeah.
You are a loofah.
I just rub shower gel up me,
against the grain.
Against the grain, that just immediately just it's like a burst of foam. Burst.
With that much body hair, do you condition that as well? Like for extra shine?
Do you know just what? No, I don't. Because it gets body hair's not the same as head hair, is it? It's basically
it's a finer hair.
But body hair is like they're oilier, the body hairs.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, that's just on you.
Well, they're more pubic, aren't they? So they're more like that.
Next time
this isn't stuff we need to be talking about.
Next time in the bathroom, have a good look. See how
me?
Yeah, my phone. Of the secret pictures I downloaded of you.
And then you can wax my back with your pet badger. Oh, my word. Well,
I'm so glad you said wax. Yeah. this is interesting.
Thank you so much for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review. Tell your friends. Share it on your socials. Just shout it from the rooftops. And we'll see you next time.
Cheers for having me. Bye.
Pleasure, bye.